Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Matthew 16, 13 through 19. When Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, Some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Dear friend, it was in this fashion that the Holy Spirit, through Matthew, records the intentions of Jesus to establish his church. And our lesson proposes to learn in some detail the truth that is here revealed. We are persuaded that much misunderstanding of the Lord's church can be cleared away by understanding this passage. Well, who is Jesus? Jesus and his disciples were in a period of retirement that we might call, well, a vacation, but more of a relief from the multitudes that constantly pressured them. The disciples had been throughout the land preaching the coming of the kingdom of heaven. And this close association with the people enabled them to glean first-hand knowledge of what the people thought about Christ. Jesus asked them who the people thought he was. Well, as might be expected, when something is left to the opinions of men, there was little unanimity of thought. Some thought he was John the Baptist, who was already dead. Some thought he was Elijah the prophet, or Jeremiah, or some other prophet. I think it is interesting to note that at least there was no report of identifying him as someone decadent and degenerate, like some are inclined to try to do in our anti-Christian society. Jesus had been with his disciples now for nearly 3 years. They had seen his miracles, they had heard his teaching, they were in a position to know the truth about his identity. And Peter responded, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus acknowledged this statement by noting that the source of such information was a revelation from God. It was not a mere human opinion. Then he uttered what has unnecessarily become a highly controversial statement. I will say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Some have erroneously determined that Peter is the rock upon which the church of Christ is built. But there are two words involved here. One is the word petros, which is masculine gender and means a fragment of stone, and that word is translated Peter. The other word is petra, which is a feminine gender, and it means a solid ledge of massive foundation of rock. This difference certainly shows that the rock and Peter were not the same. In essence, Jesus is saying to Peter, You are but as a pebble. But that upon which I will build my church is an unmovable, mountainous ledge of stone. Nothing here indicates what Romanists like to call the primacy of Peter. That the foundation is Christ and his identity of the Son of God is further confirmed by Paul's statement in 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 11. For other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. The truth concerning Christ that Peter had confessed is the rock upon which the church is built. Indeed, it is the foundation of all of New Testament Christianity. The statement also notes that Christ would build his church sometime in the future from that moment. He said, I will build. Why, that's future tense. And this is significant in view of the false teaching of some denominationalists that the church existed before the cross, established even in the lifetime of John the Baptist. But when Jesus uttered these words, the church had not yet been established, but it was yet future. But John the Baptist was already dead. two chapters earlier, we read of his beheading. The contention that the church was built during the days of John is a part of the false doctrinal concept that salvation is obtainable today on the same terms some received it prior to the cross, like the thief on the cross, by faith only without baptism. But the words of Jesus puncture that doctrine because the church had not yet been built. The statement also shows the one to whom the church belongs. It is the church of Christ. What did he say? I will build my church. After all, he purchased it with his own blood and he's the head of it. It's his body, it's his kingdom, and it's called after him. The churches of Christ salute you, Romans 16:16. In view of this array of biblical evidence as to whom the church belongs, why should men have the audacity to name it other than the way the Holy Spirit has named it and recorded for us in the Bible? And will you notice also the singular number, church, he said he would build? He would build his one church. He's not the founder of a vast variety of religious organizations that differ one from another in doctrine and practice and name, even in contradictory matters between them. Paul said there is one body, Ephesians 4:4, and the body is the church, Ephesians 1:22-23. He is the head, and there is only one head and one body. The religious division that characterizes denominationalism is as foreign to the teaching of the New Testament as light is from darkness. Those who contend one church is just as good as another should do some serious concentration on the fact that Jesus promised to build one. Now, Peter was blessed for his confession. That truth that he confessed, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, that's the foundation of the church. The church did not exist prior to this time. In fact, it came into being on the first Pentecost after the Lord's ascension, recorded in Acts 2. But the church belongs to Christ. There is but one, of which he is the founder, the builder, and the foundation, and he is the Savior of the church, Ephesians 5:23. You'll notice also, Jesus said the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now the word hell is translated from the word Hades, which means the unseen state of the dead. It's not the Gehenna hell that is mentioned many other times, which refers to the state of eternal punishment. What Jesus taught is that even though he would die, he would be buried, he would come forth. Death would not prevent the establishment of the church. In view of his forthcoming resurrection, even death shall not prevail over him or over those that are faithful members of the Lord's church who are in Christ, because it is in Christ that we have our spiritual victory. 1 Corinthians 15:57. Death could not prevent its establishment, nor shall death have victory to those in it. Today we can rejoice that the Lord built his church. Even more than that, that we can be members of it. And the church is made up of the saved, Acts 2:47. As we have noted, Christ will save the church, Ephesians 5:23. The church, which is the same as the Lord's kingdom, will be delivered unto the Father when Jesus comes again, 1 Corinthians 15:24. The terms of entrance into his church are the same now as in the days of the New Testament. Faith in Christ, John 8:24. Repentance of sins, Luke 13:3. Confession of our faith, Luke 12:8-9. And baptism into Christ for the remission of sins, Galatians 3:27 and Acts 2:38. That is the process of salvation and entrance into the body, which is the church, 1 Corinthians 12:13. Dear listening friend, you never read of getting saved and then going out here and joining the church of your choice. In fact, you never read of joining any church in the Bible. You do read of hearing the gospel, believing the gospel, obeying the gospel, whereupon God adds you to his church that is built upon Jesus as the Christ, the Son of the living God. This has been A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.